Hi, I'm at the XMPB booth, and I'm talking to
Sam Whitehead.
Hi, Sam. Tell everybody who didn't listen to the shows that we've done before what XMPP is.
Yeah, so XMPP is an extensible framework for communicating between any two arbitrary nodes on the internet. It's mostly used for instant messaging, but also in a whole suite of other things, including logging and data synchronization and all sorts of different uses.
And how secure is it as a messaging system?
Well, like anything, it's sort of as secure as you make it. But one of the kind of primary, one of the main goals of XMPP is, of course, to be secure, especially in the instant messaging field. So by default, almost everything is encrypted, both with your normal client to server TLS, like you would expect with an HTTP connection. But there's also the ability to do full end-to-end encryption between two nodes talking to a server can also encrypt between themselves so that the server doesn't know what's going on. Aside from encryption, things like authentication use standard protocols like SASL, the secure authentication and security layer, to make sure data stays safe and passwords aren't sent over the wire in an unsafe way. And so it definitely security is one of the primary goals.
So this isn't really a product like, I don't know, Firefox. Is more like HTTP, rather.
Right, absolutely. It is, yeah. Yeah, XMPP, a lot of people use the name as if they were talking about a product, which is unfortunate because I think that confuses people. But it's the Extensible Messaging and Presence Protocol. And it really is just something to build your product on, not something to sell as a product itself or to market as a product itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Is there like a foundation behind it? Or is that
there is. The standard is mostly maintained by the core XMPP specifications are maintained by the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force. But the X in XMPP is weirdly for extensible. And the extensions and all of the kind of the development on the protocol is handled by the XSF, the XMPP Standards Foundation. And most of the people here at FOSDEM today are members or affiliated with the XSF.
I must say, now that I'm reading more stuff, I'm seeing XMPP as a protocol being used a lot more. Is that because of the Internet of Things devices, or is that because of development methodologies have changed?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely part of it. The IoT or Internet of Things crowd has definitely become one of our biggest proponents recently. We've had a lot of companies building IoT devices that use XMPP for communication. And one of the sort of nice things about the protocol is it's all streamed, and you end up with it streamed over persistent connections, which is really good for small devices that need to save battery, where you don't want to be having to turn your, say, wireless radio on and create a new connection and then send some data and then get some back and then turn it off and then have to do it every single time someone wants to send data. With something like XMPP, you can create a TCP connection and then leave it, and your radio, say, can go off when nothing's being transmitted, and you don't have the overhead of, and then come back on only when it needs to receive data, and you don't have the overhead of all of the extra tail time creating a TCP connection. You just can keep your old one. So it is popular.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is there a way to explain how that would actually work in practice?
Pardon me. Yeah, that did get a little technical. I apologize for that.
No, we're fine with technical. It's just
one of the actually big common misconception about XMPP is people all the time say, "Oh, XMPP is terrible on mobile phones because you have to always keep that TCP connection, so it's very bad for bandwidth." The thing about mobile phones, though, is the radio, an LTE radio has two states and a power saving mode, which can operate in both states. And when you connect to a tower, you make a TCP connection. You have to turn the radio on, and there's a long tail time between where the radio has to turn on, and that's using power, and then you have to create the TCP connection. But once that connection's created, the machines aren't talking to each other unless data is being sent. You just have a TCP, I forget what the TCP spec calls it, a connection ID or something, and you know to contact this machine when you want to send data. So if no data is being sent, the radio can go off, it can be asleep, and then when you're ready to send data, you can wake it up and send data over that same TCP connection without having all the extra tail time of creating and all the time creating a new one. Similarly, at least on mobile phones, when data needs to be sent to the mobile phone, in the low power state, you can't actually use a TCP connection. You receive a, I think it's called a paging message from the mobile tower, and the paging message is just says, wake up, I have some data I need to send you, and then you can put the radio into the high power state and start sending data over that TCP, or receiving data over that TCP connection. So having that persistent connection saves a massive amount of battery over, say, something like HTTP, where you can have a persistent TCP connection, but maybe you do, maybe you don't. XMPP is also asynchronous, which is very nice. You don't have to have the problem of, similarly with HTTP, say, since that's the protocol everyone knows, I kind of use that as an example, where it's very synchronous. You send a request, then you wait for a response, and there's some extensions to do pipelining, but you never quite know, and different things support different, maybe they support it, maybe they don't. XMPP is always asynchronous, so you send what you want, and then you wait, and you might get a response back, you might get them back in a different order. So it's sort of like asynchronous programming, and it adds challenges, it adds a bit of complexity, but it also means on something like a mobile connection, you don't have to be waiting for a response before you can send another request. It's mostly fully pipelined that you can.
So I'm assuming that from a connection point of view, if you made a TCP connection here in Brussels, and you're on the train and you have nothing to send, and you arrive in Antwerp on a different cell network, is that connection still going to be open? That's still TCP?
That's a great question. I think, don't quote me on this, I know it's on the internet now and I've said it forever, but I don't believe that's handled by TCP normally, because you've changed IPs, so it can't know that it's the other end can't know to send back. But in XMPP land anyways, we have a protocol that's widely implemented called stream management. And what stream management does is it does that, but at the application, the XMPP layer, the application protocol layer. So when you first make your connection and you do your authentication or connect your server, it receives a stream ID for this current connection it's making. And if you resume within whatever your server's timeout is set at, you swap mobile networks, you go from a cell to your Wi-Fi connection at home, say, when it reconnects, makes perhaps a new TCP connection because you have a new IP, connects back to your server and says, I have this stream ID, resume where we left off, which means it can sort of resume almost instantly and not have to go through the full handshake and do the and negotiate all the or negotiate the stream state or whatever the case may be, whatever.
I'm assuming actually if you arrive in Antwerp on the same mobile operator at least, then the connection might survive. But that would be a real low level thing anyway. Okay, anything cool going to be happening this year with the protocol?
Well, I'm particularly excited about, we've just this past year released the 2016 XMPP compliance suites, which are sort of a, not really a technical thing, just a document that says, here are sort of the recommended extensions and recommended way to configure an XMPP server for a modern kind of for a modern chat experience, for instance, also for other things, but I tend to focus on the instant messaging side of things. And we're just hopefully just about to release the 2017 suites, which take it a little bit further and kind of refine some of our previous choices and some of our previous recommendations. And I'm really looking forward to getting those through and making them kind of official recommendations of the XMPP Standards Foundation.
And how is, I know this because we've spoken in previous times, that this has been an ongoing effort from the XM, from you guys basically. How has the feedback been from the vendors to that process? Have they complied? Have they fixed stuff? Have they...
We've actually seen it's been great. The compliance suites we kind of stopped doing for a while. I think the last ones were in 2010 or 2009. And we just picked them up again this past year for 2016. And already we've had lots and lots of people come forward and fix things and ask how they can best implement certain things to become compliant. Daniel Gulsh, the author of Conversations, a popular client for Android, wrote a little script that tests servers for compliance. And he's been generating a large table of kind of, you know, red, green, what has what features and what is compliant and is not. And that especially, having that visualization of this is your server that does or does not do things, has really, we've had all sorts of people on that list reach out and say, yeah, this is great, what can I do to fix this?
I know it's broken, how do I fix it?
Yeah, or what can I do to make my users' battery life better or make my my users' lives better? And so that's been really nice, and I hope that continues.
Anything else that we should know about?
Nothing off the top of my head, but definitely check us out, xmpp.org, if you're a protocol developer or a technical person. Or if you're not, there's many XMPP providers. You can go download Conversations or Swift or any of the many clients and connect to a server and see if it works for you and see what you do with it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.